Com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Coming up this hour, and Mark, don't let me forget it, we've got a pair of tickets to the 12 Hours of Sebring, which is this huge racing extravaganza party thing that is thrown a once-a-year basis, and it lasts over a number of days in Central Florida.
Yep.
And so we've got a couple of those tickets coming up, so stay tuned for that opportunity. You'll need the special contest lines. We'll give those to you at the time of the giveaway, so be prepared for that. All right, we have started the show out tonight, for those of you just tuning in, asking a question. The question is a simple one, but it's getting some very interesting answers. And the question is, to those of you out there listening who consider yourselves if you consider yourself left or right, you consider yourself liberal or conservative or progressive or conservative, what does that mean to you? What to you does it mean to be on the left or to be on the right, if that's how you would describe yourself? And so far we've had the conservatives calling in, and I think we're actually going to get to a self-described progressive here in a little bit. But we've got Elizabeth still on the line with us, listening to WSC-FM in Charleston. Now, Elizabeth, you called in and you started talking about how you're a Republican running for something, and you went off onto a couple of issues. But I'm curious as to what it means to you, if you don't mind explaining, what it means to you to be I'm presuming you would call yourself a conservative. Is that true?
That would be true.
Okay, so what does it mean to Elizabeth to be a conservative?
It means to be fiscally responsible, including the government, to have a balanced budget.
So as long as the government, are there any other principles that are attached to that, or is it just, you know, balancing the budget?
Well, no, I mean, to be a conservative, as we well know, it's defined as a Republican or a Republican.
Well, that's not what the last conservative said.
Defined as a conservative. Well,
that's not what the last guy said.
I would say the majority of the people, if you were to ask that question, they would align that with that side.
I'd agree that if you call somebody conservative, the chances are good that they're probably going to vote Republican.
Question for you on that, though. If that's true, would you say that the Republicans in Washington, D.C., the elected Republicans, would also, by your definition, be conservatives?
We have had our conservatives. The Congress has been pretty much ruled by the Democratic or the left, or the liberals, or whatever you want to call them. We're not giving anything a definition. For the last several, 8 or more years, even though we've had a Republican president.
I thought the Republicans were in complete charge for at least a number of those years.
Yeah, 2000 to 2006, the Republicans had majorities in the House and the Senate, and of course they had the president from.
But nonetheless, that's just a fact. So let's talk about here your beliefs, because what I heard from you, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that to be a conservative means to have a balanced budget, to be fiscally responsible. So
exactly.
Does that mean that there is a maximum cap on the amount of spending that one can have as long as the budget is balanced to be a conservative?
Personally, no, I don't think there's a cap on the personal expenditures. But
not in your home life. I mean, government-wise.
Well, government is just supposed. The definition of the federal government, as we well know, has been national security and economic interest for the country. That our free markets are not jeopardized. That's the whole point.
So you're saying the government exists to not jeopardize free markets. When was the last time there was a free market?
Who jeopardizes free markets?
Well, we know who jeopardizes it at this point, but what we believe, here on the grassroots level is they should not be.
But I'm asking if you believe in a free market, and I do. I'm just saying, who jeopardizes free markets? What organization is most dangerous to free markets?
Well, I think the answer is obvious.
No, it's not. We're asking you because
regulation.
Well, then what do we need the government for if a government is what is dangerous to free markets?
Well, the danger of our government is the growth of non-essential services, of control over, as you well said earlier in the show, that we're ranking now 7th in economic freedom.
It's sad.
Yes, we should be first.
So, I mean, how would you propose any, you know, any changes to the federal government? I mean, what would you like to see as a conservative?
I would like to see the federal government limited for sure, and going
like
back
what?
To state sovereignty.
State sovereignty. So, when you say the federal government should be limited, what does that mean?
That they, we need to take away or give back the control that they have since removed from the states.
So how do you feel about secession?
Well, South Carolina's done it before. It didn't turn out so well.
No, they weren't very good at it the first time.
No.
But no,
I would not recommend it, but I do think as a whole, I think the country is very upset, regardless of whether you're a Democrat or Republican, with the state of affairs at the federal level.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I think that last statement's absolutely true. I think that we'll find people that would describe themselves as both conservative and liberal that would support the idea of secession. Let's continue, and I believe we have a self-described progressive here. Steve is listening in Ashland, I believe, to KMED. Hello, Steve. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
I would have to lead towards the liberal side, and the reason would be because I believe that something like 60% of the wealth in this country is controlled by 1% of the population, and that 1% of the population controls close to 60% of the wealth. And although I've done pretty well in my life, I know that I'm not in that top 1%. And so I know that there is a huge 99% of the population that actually needs a little bit more help than, say, the top 1%. And I think that the top 1% gets ample representation on Fox News and the Republican Party, you know, which is just an arm of the Republican Party. And they also have, you know, the same organization that owns the Wall Street Journal, and they bring out their op-ed people to back up the views. And, you know, along those lines, that's that big feeling of what is liberal or what's conservative.
So let me see if I'm interpreting what you're saying correctly. Correct me if I'm wrong. So to be a progressive or a liberal in your mind means to align with the little guy, the 99%, as opposed to the 1% of the wealth holders. Is that what it means to be?
Yeah.
Liberal?
Yeah, that's about what it means. You know, I'm a business owner and I employ people, and I'd like lower taxes, but I've got a mom and I've got 4 kids, and I need a job. I need police, you know, to patrol the highways and have the highways safe. And I need the schools to be good. And I need a medical system for my aging parents. You know, so there's a lot that I need from the government. But, you know, and I'm willing to contribute as much as I possibly can, you know, to the good of our society.
Why is it a foregone conclusion in your mind that the government must be the provider of
this? Yeah, isn't the government the most inefficient organization to do anything?
You know, a lot of times I believe that, but it's tough. You know, I'm also, you can't depend on the ultra wealthy to trickle down to us all. Because
why do you believe that? Point of information here. What makes you believe that? And I think that there's something to be said for the super elites, the ultra wealthy types having an undue amount of influence over generally things in general, but why would you believe that they would somehow not be able to, say, completely control the agencies of the government that you believe are going to be providing you with these services or somehow protecting you against the 1%?
I think government is all of us. I believe that.
Do you have any evidence?
We vote and we, you know, our taxes are combined and our money is distributed.
It seems to me, though, Steve, that you vote for Tweedledee or Tweedledum, this kind of, as we've been talking about, this left-right paradigm that the elite, if you will, created for you. I'll bring it back because you're the first progressive or first liberal, self-described liberal to call on this topic tonight. And if you don't mind, I'd like to continue the discussion. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What does it mean to you to be on the left or on the right? For me, I think it's all an illusion. And it's an illusion that is very beneficial to those people that he's talking about, that 1%. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hi, this is Peter Kratschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kratschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kratschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. They include our webcam and our chat room. They're both together on the same page. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. There's actually an option to make the chat full screen as well, but cam.freetalklive.com to get interactive with other listeners and watch and listen to the show.
Manchester Brewing, we realize that you have many beer choices that are available to you. But does your beer make you bulletproof and invisible? We don't think so. ManchesterBrewing.com.
800-259-9231. We continue here with a discussion that started last hour about, I just want to know, what does it mean to those of you out there who would self-describe as left or right or conservative or liberal? What does it mean to you to be those terms, to be in those categories? Because I'm not real sure on what those things mean, and so I figured it's best to ask people that would self-describe that way. And we spent the first hour talking to people who would self-describe as conservative, and we finally have unearthed a liberal, someone who self-described as a liberal. Steve is in Oregon, and Steve, you're back with us. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Still here.
Excellent. Now, let's, Mark, you had something that Steve had said earlier that you wanted to make a comment on or ask a further question about the issue of whether or not government is all of us.
Yeah, Steve, you had said that the government is all of us. We all get a vote. And I'd like to point out that I've voted in most elections that have been available to me. And I think that there was one time that one person got elected that I voted for, which then I have a very difficult time connecting myself to the all of us out there. But, you know, I will admit to you that the government is some of us. And I guess my question is isn't the government really just run by the people with money and influence? And isn't it always going to be, as long as there's some system where they can have money and influence, aren't they going to be able to use that system against the little people, which are the ones you're worried about?
Right. And that's why, you know, we have to work towards, maybe it is campaign finance reform or something, so that you know that you can't just buy elections, because yeah, we were all here for even an election where the loser was given the election, you know, and so.
But campaign finance reform is just rearranging the deck chairs,
right,
on the
campaign
Titanic.
Finance reform is only going to be the campaign finance reform is only going to be done by the people that have power and influence. Aren't those the ones you're worried about?
Well, yeah, for sure. I'm looking at that top 1%. I'm thinking that they're more likely invested in, you know, the military industrial complex and big oil.
You don't think they're
more likely to be the ones that, you know, got us into attacking Iraq?
Sure, sure, man. But my question to you is. My question to you is, and you seem very invested in this idea of getting your guys into the government, but aren't your guys really their guys? Aren't your guys the ones that got us into this Iraq war? I mean, isn't Barack Obama, didn't he do a troop increase? Aren't they all the same? They're just lying to you?
Barack Obama's been in office for about a year.
He's the commander-in-chief.
Under Bush, it's not going to be easy for anybody to extricate ourselves from the mess
yes,
that we're in right
See, this
now.
Is, this is the damned lie. Barack Obama is the commander-in-chief. He is the top military guy. He can move any military guy around the world any way he wants. He could put every man, woman, and child that's in the United States military on the first thing smoking home. And by giving him a pass and saying, well, he deserves the peace prize because he's for peace, is just you're just lying to yourself.
I didn't say he should have the peace prize. I think in not too long he'll start drawing down those forces in Iraq, and the people that attacked us on 9/11 did come out of the mountains of Afghanistan and Pakistan, and that's where we seem to be focusing. So if we've got to have a war, I guess that's the place we got to have it. But I don't think we should. But
You sound a little resigned to that particular viewpoint.
Right. Barack Obama's his own envoys over there say that there is nothing to be had for the United States in Afghanistan. That Al Qaeda has left Afghanistan. That their only thing to fight is the Taliban left there, and their only concern is the very small possibility that the Taliban may rise up and go to Pakistan and take the nuke weapons. Not that that wasn't a possibility before the Afghan war.
Well, speaking of possibilities, one more question for you. Go ahead.
I for sure want them out of there. I would much rather spend that money on universal health care for everyone That way I wouldn't have to worry about the comp claims that come with my business. I wouldn't have to worry about the health of my parents and my...
You might be surprised on that.
You'll be
issue.
Worried about the health of your parents. You can believe that.
But point of information,
your parents have Medicare, man.
Is it
have better plans than we do when it comes to health care.
None of the politicians have good plans.
That are happy.
None of the politicians have good plans because they all involve force. They all involve coercion. They all involve a one-size-fits-all program run by this centralized authoritarian government that will force its way down our throats, whether it's a Republican way or a Democrat way. It's all the same to me. But my question again comes back to
it's going to be forced to get anything from you, for sure.
You're damn right. They're going to have to use force on me to get anything from me. There's no doubt about that. Because I don't want to go along with this. I don't want to go along with killing people in around the world. I'm with you on that one. I don't want to go. I don't want to.
What's the difference between killing people around the world and threatening your own citizens if they don't do what they want? I mean, this is the whole liberal dichotomy. We're about peace. You're not about peace. You're about threatening people into doing what you want them to do.
No, what I really liked was that peace dividend we got when Clinton was in office and he shut down all the military bases and we had all that extra
I'm for
money
that. For that. Absolutely. How can you define peace as threatening people you don't agree with in order to do what you want?
I think that's what taxes are.
Right.
That is what taxes are.
Absolutely.
Well, it's part of the system. You got to work within the system.
You have to threaten people because that's the way it has always been.
That it, yes.
We own slaves. Human beings.
That's why you have prisons and police forces and laws.
No, that's something entirely different, dude.
Prisons
are for people that have harmed other people. I haven't harmed you by not giving you my money for whatever medical purpose you want. Up until there weren't slaves anymore, there were slaves. So do you think it was okay to have slaves?
No, I would have been on the other side of that issue.
But that was the system.
Right, but that's the system, man. That's the system. You've got to use it.
No, it was the whole country. There was slavery all across this country.
Yeah, at some point.
Okay, well, at least there was some foresight, there was some enlightened folks that changed that.
If you can have me pay for your medical expenses, aren't I your slave?
Well, I think that we'd all just be, I think that the idea that we all need medical attention at some point. I don't think it should be a for-profit industry. I don't think that
What about food? What about food?
Mixed up, confused guy.
Well, no, everybody's confused.
Right. Everybody needs food. Shouldn't food be for free?
We'll come back with that. I want to find out his answer to this one. Hang on, Steve. Bring you back. We'll bring you back for more. 800-259-9231. If medical care is necessary, then food is far more necessary. I mean, everybody needs that every day.
Peace is important, and you're going to have to pay for it. I'm going to shoot you.
There's more coming up here. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 1-800-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
If you like vitamins, say, ILikeVitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, shisandra, seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a one-month supply for only $29.97 plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial on in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include our Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can go to HostGator.com and use code FTL to get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.com, code FTL.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's continue here discussing the issue of the what I consider to be a false paradigm. I consider it to be illusory to essentially be placed in front of people in order to deceive them into believing they're actually making a significant choice, when in point of fact they're actually just choosing between two sides of essentially the same coin, left, right. My question has been, and we've been getting answers from people tonight, is what does it mean to you if you consider yourself left or right, if you consider yourself liberal or conservative? What does that mean to you? What does it mean to be a conservative? What does it mean to be a liberal? And we've actually got a self-described liberal on the line with us. He's being a good sport. And so I'm keeping you on here extra time here, Steve, because, well, first of all, it's a good conversation. Secondly, I don't know how many other self-described liberals we're going to get, considering we appear on mostly so-called conservative talk stations. So I appreciate you you playing ball with us here as we try to.
You're making me defend my positions, but I'm all right with that.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I mean, that's kind of the point here. So,
over to the food issue, I think our society has decided that a certain level of food is to be supplied to all people in our country. This is the United States of America. Nobody goes hungry here. You know,
no, and the reason why no one goes hungry here, in my opinion, is because there's competition in the marketplace for food, and so that's the reason why you get to walk into any one of your choice of multiple grocery superstores in most areas of this country and see thousands upon thousands of products on the shelves all vying for your hard-earned dollars.
No way. reason people have, the reason why there's free food is because Democrats got it through Congress to have Social Security and the food stamp program. That's not a Republican or a conservative.
You didn't, no. You didn't answer, you didn't hear what I was saying. What I was saying is the reason why food is so plentiful in this country, and by the way, the food bank around here isn't run by Democrats or Republicans, it's run by people that care about getting food into poor people's mouths. It doesn't have anything to do with the government except for the fact that they take a few thousand dollars of their very large operating budget from the local state, and they could do without it just fine.
Food stamps. A level of free food in our country provided by the government.
Let's talk about Social Security.
By the Democrats.
Let's talk about Social Security. Who lives longer?
Brought by the Democrats.
Right. Democrats, Social Security. Gotcha. Who lives longer, men or women?
Pretty sure that women do.
Right. These are all generalizations. Who lives longer, rich people or poor people?
The rich people, because they have better
health. Okay, that's fine. Good answer. Who lives longer, black people or white people?
White people.
So why should three poor black men pay to support every rich white woman who's on Social Security?
Good question.
It's a crappy system, dude. It's a system that's set up by people that aren't you.
The people you don't like, the 1%.
Right? And it's disguised as giving help to people that you think need help. And I understand I want to help those people, too. I just think that the government is the most inefficient organization to do these things. And the government only has one card to play. And that card is you do what we say or we throw you in a cage and take everything you have and shoot you.
And if you believe that a principle of being a liberal is that you're in favor of peace, now you haven't said that. Do you believe that's one of your principles?
I would like to use force in a little more limited manner than I've seen in my lifetime. You know, there's sometimes when it's a necessary evil, I'm sure of it. But peace is definitely a goal to strive for.
Yeah, I entirely agree with you. I think that I think that there's the idea of a just war. I mean, I believe in the idea of just violence and just force, but man, I don't see too much of it.
And nor shall you have it when you have this monolithic organization out there with the ability to literally just run roughshod over anybody that stands in its way. If you decide you disagree with whatever its organizational goals are at the moment, whether it's killing brown people around the world or forcibly redistributing wealth to other people that it deems to be more appropriate for that wealth, whatever it is you disagree with, if you decide to disagree with it loud enough, there's a good chance that they'll just decide to roll right over top of you and crush the life right out of you. And so inherently, the organization that you're supporting and trying to change to your liking is an inherently violent and not peaceful organization. I think that's one of the contradictions here that hopefully we've exposed. And I thank you for the call tonight and the conversation, Steve. We certainly appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's continue here. Brian, I believe, is in Tampa listening to WFLA. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, first of all, I want to congratulate you on your show. I've never listened to your show. I just happened to hear it and I called in.
Welcome.
And I think your callers actually are pretty interesting as well.
Thank you.
The engineer was extremely intelligent, bright, yet the liberal was shockingly typical liberal. And he says he's a self-employed guy or he owns his own business, yet he does the exact opposite in his process of thoughts to you as it relates to his passion. So it's an oxymoron just listening to him is actually the reason, you know, for my call. I think the problem in this country, I call myself a fiscal conservative and maybe some social libertarian, but, you know, I believe in the concept of the words freedom with responsibility. And I think the problem with your last caller, the liberal, is he doesn't understand that. And if he understood that, then all of his decisions outside of his business, and apparently he's been fairly successful, I would imagine, and a lot of those decisions from the business side would equate over to the other areas of his life and his attitude towards whether it's healthcare or, you know, charity or government intervention in a lot of areas.
Brian, I never blame anybody. I never blame anybody for resting on the easy answer of, well, there are certain things that we need in life, and so therefore we look to this organization that we've all been taught should be taking care of certain things for us. I mean, we all went, most of us did at least, go to the government indoctrination camps, and you know, we were taught there that, well, government is supposed to do these certain things. It's supposed to take care of you when you're sick. It's supposed to take care of you when you're old.
It's supposed to take care of, you know, the problems of foreigners who want to destroy us and our way of life.
It's supposed to do these things, and so I never blame anybody for having that, for retaining that particular viewpoint all the way late into life, because it's just kind of, like he said earlier, that's the system we live in. And so I would never rain on anyone's parade because of that. But what about you? You kind of self-described yourself as, what was it again?
Well, I consider myself, you know, I consider myself a fiscal conservative, and I guess I'm a, you know, a social libertarian. I'll give you an example. My background, very simply, is, you know, I've never had a dime of taxes ever taken out of any money I've ever made in my life. And I'm probably one of the very few people in the country.
Wow,
like,
so you
that
work underground?
I'm legally blind in one eye. I worked two jobs and had my own business when I was, when I went back to college at age 20. Got a degree in 4 years. And got a golf scholarship, and, you know, all the money I've ever made in my life, from the time I had my paper out to age 50, which I find myself today, has been made by me and the development of me and my freedom of my responsibility. My problem with you know, the Ponzi scheme of Social Security, which I debated a Democrat running for office out of a restaurant one day and had 50 people around me as I blew her away with logic and common sense.
We'll get your problem here in a moment with Social Security. Hang on, Brian. We're coming up 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks, and sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind! My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word FREE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word FREE.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $38 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
DoubleMySpeed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The live Saturday edition of the program, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Hopefully expand minds beyond the left-right paradigm, this oversimplified, silly nonsense that Americans are presented with in the government schools, first and foremost, by their parents, because, well, they've been raised in the same indoctrination system, and, of course, on the major media, because the major media is made up of people that have been indoctrinated by the government schools to believe that this left-right paradigm is all there is. And if you're outside of it, if you don't identify with left and right, you must be crazy. So you get it in the media. You just get hit with it all over the place. And it's so false. It's just so misleading for folks. So you can help us get this show into more stations. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, speaking of stations, I do want to get back to our calls here, but I just want to say hello to a whole bunch. I think this is a record-setting week. Actually, it was last week that these stations come on board, but I always wait an extra week to make sure everything goes smoothly. So welcome to three brand-new affiliates, including KBLL 1240 AM in Helena, Montana, as well as Albuquerque's more positive talk radio, AM 1550 KIVA Kiva. Plus, AM 930 Progressive Talk, KBAI, in Bellingham, Washington.
Yeah.
So, wow. Welcome aboard to everybody who is coming on. It's interesting, too, because one is more like the Helena station, KBLL, is one of those more kind of traditional conservative talkers. Kiva, down in Albuquerque, is kind of a lifestyle talker. They've got the Dr. Joy, the Dave Ramsey on during the daytime hours. And then, of course, KBAI in Bellingham is a progressive talker. So, nice little mix of new stations coming on board here. So welcome. Let's continue here. Oh, by the way, we still have to do the giveaway. So coming up before the end of the hour, Mark, you're going to have to, like, beat me if I don't do this right this week. Last week I bombed out and we didn't give it away until the third hour, and most of our Florida listeners are listening right now. So the 12 hours of Sebring giveaway is coming up. If you're a Florida listener, this is probably going to be something, if you like racing, that is, that you're really going to look forward to. So.
I didn't consider myself a race fan before I went to the Sebring race, and I thought it was awesome.
So we'll get to that. Plus, the public school system sucks off the productive capacity of hardworking people, and whether public education succeeds or fails, spoiler alert, it fails, at providing real education to the public, the cost goes up and up year after year, and there are no refunds. Oh, yeah, and it also destroys individualism and curiosity. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. freetalklive.com. Now then, we had, I believe we still do have Brian with us in Tampa listening to WFLA. My original question, Brian, was if you describe yourself as a liberal or conservative or left or right, to call and explain why. You called in and gave us the, well, I'm a social liberal and a fiscal conservative, which kind of translates to a liberty-minded person from what I can tell. So you're really kind of more, it sounds like, in alliance with us in general. You weren't really the person I was looking to talk to, but I think it'd be fair to let somebody like you in to get your thoughts out. So go ahead with your thoughts on, I guess, Social Security is where you were before we went to break.
Well, I just think, Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. And the problem with people is the more government you give them, the more weaker they are. And my problem with that is that this country is, look at what Reid and Obama and Pelosi and Al Sharpton and all these people are doing. They're bloodsuckers. They're sucking off the weak to get them to vote for them.
Well, and I noticed that you only mentioned Democrats there, which almost makes you sound positive. I'd like to just throw in George Bush and Trent Lott or whatever Newt Gingrich, whatever other Republican. Can we throw them in there too as bloodsuckers? Would that be fair?
Well, George Bush, I'm really disappointed in because I thought that he would come in and be a lot more, fiscally conservative.
He did have campaign signs that said smaller government on them.
That's
I remember that.
That's the lie, right? The Democrats tell the lie to their constituents. We are here to help you. That's their lie.
Support peace.
Right. The Republicans, peace is helping people. The Republicans' lie is we're for smaller government. Because all you have to do is look at the times when you had Republicans in office. And this was during Dwight D. Eisenhower's campaign, his presidency, and during George Bush's presidency. The only times in the last century that we've had Republicans in the House, the Senate, and the White House. And both times, government increased. Republicans aren't about smaller government. It's just a lie.
I gotta disagree with you. I think you
okay. No, we're not aligned then. Go ahead.
I gotta disagree. I think you mentioned the name Newt Gingrich, and the one thing, in my 30s, I guess when he took over, did the contract with America. Well, I guess I'm very analytical, and I'm very I believe in efficiency. So when he did the contract with America and balanced budget, and of course Clinton got into the welfare reform efficiency and so on from Tommy Thompson's game plan that worked in Wisconsin. I think what you'll find is, I think with the Scott Brown election, I think remarkably, the more people actually get involved and they say, enough's enough. Trillions of dollars are being fleeced from our country. This is not funny anymore. It's not funny anymore. And well, I think what does this have to do with
Duke Gingrich?
Said enough's enough.
The Republicans that were in the House during the 90s that signed the contract with America, supposedly nobody signed anything, it was just a PR thing, before Gingrich got his butt kicked out, those guys were still in there in the 2000s when George Bush was in there, when the government grew from 2000 to 2006 more than 60%.
Far more than Clinton's administration.
Right, bigger than it was during the Clinton's administration. So I've got to disagree with you.
That's correct, but they got kicked out because the independents said, you guys are full of baloney.
Right, because that's what I just said to you, is the Republicans' lie is that they believe in small government. And you just circled around and agreed with me.
Well, they believe it. Let me explain. Life is a matter of evils. And, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs, okay? So life's a matter of evils. It's the lesser of two evils. The Democrats want to socialize the country, and they want to take away guys like me who have worked their butts off to try to become somebody.
I'm pretty sure the Republicans support socialism too.
The Republicans are spending those tax dollars, on the military.
George Bush had that Medicare program, that prescription thing that was a real big socialized thing that he passed. And as Mark pointed out, and maybe it glossed over you or went over your head, but Mark pointed out that during the 6 years where the Republicans were in total control, the government dramatically increased in size, scope, and cost, far beyond what Bill Clinton could possibly have dreamed of doing. So it seems that all the evidence points that the Republicans are all in favor of bigger and bigger government and have done absolutely zero to do anything to change that.
They talk about it sometimes.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Rush Limbaugh gets on the air and talks about smaller government.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. I guess I jumped to a conclusion when he described himself as fiscally conservative and socially liberal. I jumped to the conclusion that we might agree on stuff there, but it sounds like he's still really into the paradigm that Republicans actually give a damn about smaller government.
Well, you have to, what people feel like is that they have to vote for somebody. And I understand why it is that they vote for whomever it is that they vote for.
Yeah, how about that viewpoint of the world's just a bunch of evils? That's a strange viewpoint, isn't it?
Well, I think that if you're going to vote for somebody, that you generally are voting for a lesser of two evils. Isn't that so?
Yeah, but he meant more than just politics.
Maybe.
Just kind of just his worldview was that the world is full of, you know, evils.
Maybe that's not what he meant. I mean, that's not what I got out of it.
Let's continue here. Buddy is in South Florida listening to WFLA online. Buddy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, I just ran across your radio station online fascinated by the simple question, you know, what do you believe? And I had to call in because I was listening. Not just to Steve and other folks, but, you know, I think the biggest problem that I see is that a lot of people don't know what they believe, whether they're Democrat or Republican or independent or otherwise. And, you know, I think that's it's a great subject. And
I think they've been told a story and that they liked the story that they were told, whether it was by their teachers or their parents or whatever.
Right.
They liked what they heard and they said, yeah, I like that. I agree with that. That's me. And then they went along and they never really questioned the premises. They never really questioned the stories. They just always took it at face value and said, oh, that's the system we live in. You're either left or you're right. And I know you had more. If you want, I'll bring you back here in hour number three after the news. We'll let you flesh out what your answer is or your thoughts are there in a moment. More with Buddy. Your calls as well about anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Right now, though, we've got two tickets to give to you to the 12 Hours of Sebring. And, Mark, this is a full pass for all four days.
Yeah.
It's happening in the center of Florida, Sebring, Florida. It's a huge it's a racing event that is a party all at the same time. And you've been, Mark, and you just rave about it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed myself.
So we're going to give the two pass to you right now if you're caller number four at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. And when is it happening, Mark? Do you happen to have the date?
It's March the 17th to the 21st, I believe.
17th or 21st. If you're caller four right now, 603-435-1105, you win. Hour three's coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.